This week, NPR stations around the country are holding a conversation called A Nation Engaged. We're asking the questions, what does it mean to be an American? And what can the next president do to further that vision? For one answer, we meet a prolific caller to the On Point public radio talk show, known widely as Carl from Nashville. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Carl Hill pops open a rickety patio umbrella, kicks back in a folding chair, and hits one of his favorite speed dials.
Carl in Nashville is calling. Hi, Carl. You're on the air. Thank you for calling. Good to hear from you today.
Tom, I am horrified by the fact that over 13 million of my fellow Americans voted for this xenophobic racist.
He is bold and brave and just cuts through the crap and tells it like it is, at least through his eyes.
That's On Point executive producer Karen Schiffman. She lauds Carl as a frequent and fearless caller who challenges the program's guest experts. And she knows that Twitter lights up when he's on air.
He really speaks from the heart, but you can really hear that his mind is really going all cylinders. You can sort of hear the gears sort of whirling around.
Carl delivers views shaped by an obsessive political interest. It first stirred in him as an elementary school student in Chicago. And he draws from his daily experience, hauling junk and metal scrapping in Nashville.
Now this is worth 20 times what that's worth, maybe even 30.
He's referring to the valuable coil he's pried out of an air conditioner. It's dirty work under a hot sun. But Carl, a 45-year-old with graying dreadlocks, takes pride in being his own boss. Along with his wife, who works in insurance, they cover a mortgage and help support five children. To his family and others, he preaches patience, hustle, and customer service.
If you have an entrepreneurial spirit, if you have a go-get-it attitude, you can make it in America. Now, are there obstacles? Yes. Are there still advantages for certain people in this country and disadvantages for other ones? Hell yes. Don't tell me that my country is falling apart when I see what we do here every day.
Carl pounced on the chance to rent the highly visible gravel lot near the entrance to a city recycling center. So instead of trolling through alleys, people bring their junk to him.
Hey, man, how you doing today? Man, I'm doing well.
This customer is a regular visitor. He often hears a first draft of what Carl soon says on air.
Yeah, he talks big politics. Yeah, that's what we talked about was politics. I don't know what he remembers or not.
Lately, the conversation is all Trump all the time.
If you think that our country is some type of disaster area, some desolate wasteland like Donald Trump think, then what will you do? I think our country is great. I think our country is great right now. I think our country can always get better. Gotta love it. That right there, what you're hearing, a lot of people may think it's a botherance. That is American ingenuity. That is America working.
In the train's horn, Carl hears commerce in motion, and America working pretty well, even if its political system is dysfunctional. It's optimism that comes from a man who spends all day trying to salvage things that are broken. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.